Well, good evening, people. Now, as this is a weekend, I usually always have a few beers. Now, last night was Peroni. But you know, sometimes I think Peroni leaves a kind of a aftertaste in your mouth. So tonight I'm drinking Moretti, which I feel is a kind of a smoother beer. And my buddy has kind of popped over tonight.
Yeah, all right then. You're going to give me a beer, right?
Oh, I thought you were here because of my magnetic personality.
Yeah, well, I do like you and all, but if you're not going to give me a beer, I'm going to bugger off.
All right, get a beer out the fridge. Take it from the back. Only one.
Cheapskate.
So I've got a kind of a news item for you guys tonight, and I put a link down below. And it kind of demonstrates how femmes want their cake and eat it, too, pretty much all the time.
Hey, this beer's chilled just right.
Well, of course it is. The temperature of beer is important to a guy. Anyway, this femon is an influencer. And all that really means is they have a channel, a YouTube channel, Instagram channel, or whatever. So that means that I'm an influencer as well.
Really? Are ya?
No, not really. But anyway, here's a picture of this femon, who is rather large.
Whoa, she is a big girl, all right.
Yes, they call them oversized, I believe, now. Do you like that sort of thing?
Ugh, no way, mate, no way.
Tell me, have you ever seen a really old, obese person?
No, can't say I have.
There is a reason for that.
You think she uses that kind of surfboard or not?
I very much doubt it. But anyway, she's moaning, as most femmes do. She wants the airlines to make bigger seats to accommodate big people like she is.
What, is she bloody nuts?
No, she's a femon. It's the same thing. Yeah, but think about it, guys. She's got this way because she's put food in her mouth, too much food. And she wants the airline industry, all over the world, I guess, to accommodate her.
What, she thinks she is then, a princess or something?
Can you not tell? She's a goddess.
Oh, bugger off she is.
Look, I'll show you another picture of her.
Oh, yeah, I could tell she's a goddess now, yeah.
But it is amazing in the femon brain. Now, if you look around, a lot of femons are getting bigger. And I don't mean bones bigger, I mean bigger.
Yeah, you mean fat, don't you?
You can't say that. And I guess the femons wants the world to accommodate them now that they're bigger. Of course, if the airlines do accommodate her, that means everybody's airline ticket will go up in price, but that's just too bad.
Imagine if she's sitting on the plane with you at the back or something. The plane probably won't get off the ground, will it?
Listen, you're going to get me into trouble here. Just drink your beer and keep your mouth shut. But this femon is delusional, isn't she? Everybody knows that this femon is putting a lot of strain on her heart, her organs. She's probably finding it difficult to breathe or walk. And if I look at it, her boyfriend looks rather big as well. And of course, if that's the way they want to be, then fine. But they shouldn't expect everybody else to accommodate them. But that's femons, isn't it? They want their cake and eat it too. In fact, I think this femon's already eaten it. They want equal pay, but they don't want to work as hard or as long hours as men do. They want equal opportunity in the workforce so they can do every job and any job, but they don't want to go down the sewers, and they don't want to be on the back of garbage trucks. They want to cherry-pick the jobs. And I think that airlines should either charge these people double, as weight is very important on an airplane, and that's what costs them money because of the fuel. I gotta say, this Moretti is going down very nicely.
Yeah, mine went down very nicely already. Can I have another one?
You know, you've been coming here a while now, and you've never brought any beer with you.
Well, that's because I don't need to. You've already got some, haven't you?
That's not what I meant. All right, go get us both another beer from the back. You know, I put a video on about the Bud Light situation. I don't know, and for some reason it's kind of taken off and it's got loads of views. Funny, I didn't do anything different to that video. And somebody said to me, oh, you're just trying to be relevant. That's kind of a new word for me. I'm old school. Relevant is a modern word. And I believe I'm no more relevant now than when I first put the first video on. But I think they should change the airline seatings and the cost. It should all be about weight, because generally that's the most important. That'd be your bag, that would be you. So for me, it would be quite a lot cheaper. For this Femon, it would be quite expensive. What do you think of that idea? Do you think that's a good one?
Well, here you go, here's your beer. You've got 8 left. That's only 4 each.
Not if you bugger off after that beer. Then I can have the whole 8.
You're a mean bastard, ain't you?
Yeah, I am, when there's beer involved. Take it easy, fellas.